This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, a stupid world record and alien tourism. It's coming up right after this.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes, my last name is Nierengarten. I'm in section 232. I was just assaulted by a gentleman with a rally towel. Unbeknownst to him, I'm allergic to linens. I would appreciate your assistance, section 232. Thank you.
Well, hi, Louise. This is Herm Johnson. I have Marguerite calling from St. Petersburg, and we wondered when Ray is going to be over.
Yeah, my name is Ralph Fontaine, section 114, row 12, seat 16 through 22. I'll tell you what, we got a jerk line that I'm going to put to use. How in the hell do we have a coach that doesn't have enough game balls to go for it on fourth and one? Huh? I'm not going to sit through another season of this. Hell, I played golf last week with Paul Tagliabue.
We got a new three-wheeler. I didn't know if you knew that or not. It's my Marguerite and I, we go over to the craft shack a lot. Uh-huh. And, you know, we're making all kinds of toys and things for the grandkids.
Yeah, man, it's Donnie Baker, man. I'm in section 326, row 14, seat 7. Man, I was going to put my pork on your Jumbotron, but this jerk, man, two rows in front of me, stood up and pork blocked me. I swear to God you did it. I'll even set right your face.
This is Carl Wampler, 1724, Maple Street. And I was wondering if my prescription was ready.
Yeah, it's me, Ralph Fontaine, again. Hell, well, I've got you on hold. What are the chances I get two of my sons to try out for your punt, pass, and kick contest? Hell, I've got one son going full ride that's playing down south, and another one's getting a look by every scout this side of the Mississippi.
Hey, man, it's me, Donnie Baker, man. You guys got a problem with these vendors up here in the upper deck, man. I just got a half pour for $7. I swear to God I did, and I want a refund or I'll write to state.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Right now, we are looking forward to seeing what's happening in the world of news with Christy
Well,
Lee.
Speaking of sports, we do have a world record or two.
Is that right?
Yep.
World record.
She's over 90. She's from Utah, and she's been confirmed as the world's oldest water skier female division.
I like to try to go across the way.
Yeah, tell you what. You talk about a douche.
Hey, old.
I tell you what,
I'm winning.
I had 74 years of my hymen washed back in.
Guinness World Records reports Ms. Dwan Jacobson Young earned the title at the age of 92.
Young.
She skis with her children, grandchildren, and great grandchildren. Dwan has been water skiing since 1961 when she was 29. She usually skis in the cold waters of Bear Lake, Utah.
My breasts trail behind me like two wind kites.
Duct tape my hands
to the rope.
And says
she would love to ski on Lake Geneva in Switzerland sometime.
I would love it.
She's been doing it so long. When she started this, she used wooden snow skis.
Yes, those old skis were crazy.
Yeah.
Like old water skis.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, good for her.
I haven't been water skiing in so long. Did you go this summer when you guys were on the lake?
No, we went tubing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I learned something. I probably shouldn't tube anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Your brothers take you for a ride, did they?
Oh, man.
Did they beat you up?
The idea is, to see how badly you can fly off the tube.
Sure.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of barrel rolling for me that day across the water.
I mean, the thing is, I'm not sure when I'm really elderly if I want to water ski, because I mean anything to keep away from the word wake.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm
good for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no kidding. I'm a big fan of that. My favorite thing, of course, is the water skiing pyramid and those water ski jumps you see at those shows. God,
you know,
I love that stuff.
He talked about this for so long, and I grew up in pretty sheltered. We didn't go very many places as a kid, so I made a point of going to the Wisconsin Dells to see one of these ski shows one time.
Mm-hmm. Underwhelming?
Very.
Yeah, but back when they were popular, that was entertainment for the day.
Yeah, that was as close as you'd get to any skin.
You know what?
The five ladies going by all waving simultaneously.
Oh. I never thought about that.
And bikinis that had the bottoms looked like girdles.
Semi-related.
So
the first time I ever
cap give you a Woody?
The first time I ever saw the Rockettes, I remember going, now I know why my grandpa wants to come see these girls every year.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
It's kind of sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Long legs. Really. Up in the air there.
Yeah.
45 women at the same time showing you the naughty parts.
Oh, boy.
Which one do you like? Go down five.
Oh, I never would have guessed, Grandpa. You. No wonder you eat downtown.
Well, congratulations. What's your name? Gertrude. What is it?
No, it's Dwan.
Dwan?
And it spells D-W-A-N. Dwan Jacobson Young.
Okay.
Hmm.
Well, Dwan, good for you.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's not Dwayne, as in Dwayne her vagina after the ski.
No,
you know something. Josh liked that. He liked that joke so much he couldn't get it out
because it was so stupid.
It's great. I love it.
Just crass.
I love it.
Yeah,
perfect.
The implication, see, Christy, is that
yes, I understand.
Massive amounts of water have been consumed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, we've all if you've skied in a woman, you know what that feels like. We have another world record.
Oh, yeah?
Music.
Stupid world record.
A strength coach from Georgia has broken the Guinness World Record for the most consecutive handstand push-ups. Mr. Sandro Perula bested the previous record of 52 by performing a total of 61 handstand push-ups.
I'm sorry, in how much time?
I don't think there's a time limit.
In a row.
You have to.
Oh, unbroken. Okay.
Right. Gotcha. This is amazing.
That's so
smart. You do a handstand, you go down to the ground.
You have to bend your arms at an angle of at least 90 degrees before straightening them.
Do you know if he could, because there is a difference here, if he could touch his head to the ground?
Nope. If the challenger loses balance or touches the ground with any body part other than their palms, the attempt is over.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Yes.
This guy's incredibly fit.
So strong.
Yeah.
Now,
he does now try to, he wants to do the most handstand push-ups in 1 minute and the most handstand push-ups in 3 minutes.
At the Illinois State Fair, Josh, didn't you have the record for eating the most push-ups?
That's right. I like the orange sherbet ones, of course, out of the old I ate 85.
Classic creamsicle.
We called those push pops when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I was an adult that I realized I was eating ice cream out of a toilet paper tube.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But they're great.
I loved them.
Oh, yeah.
Are they still out there?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So. Yeah.
I'm happy to know.
I love those pre-made cones that are wrapped in... You get the when the truck
like a
would come by.
Like a drumstick?
Yeah, like a drumstick.
Oh, yeah. That's where it's at.
Those are the best.
Those are, everyone's...
I like the little mini ones. Of course I do.
No, you're not wrong, though.
We used to have them in there, but I would have like a case every afternoon and they stopped buying them.
Right. Just have one. It's just enough.
Four. Right?
Officials have released the first interstellar tourism campaign.
What is this now?
No, this is great. I love this.
They're trying to entice Josh extraterrestrial aliens to visit Lexington, Kentucky.
Okay.
But...
Visit Lex's tourism team partnered with Cornette Ad Agency to create the tongue-in-cheek promotional travel ad. It features a bitmap key that includes prime numbers, the elements of life, as well as molecules for water, ethanol, and dopamine, in honor of Kentucky bourbon, because that makes you feel so good. The message also features images of horses, a human being, Lexington's iconic bluegrass landscape, photos of the city, and an audio recording of local blues legend T.D. Young.
Yeah, but see,
this is a great idea.
No, the problem is with the pictures of the horses and the humans. What if the aliens look at that and go, okay, we need to come down and honor these beings, and they go to the horses. And all of a sudden, the horses are like the kings and queens, and we're slaves to the horses.
Well, we'd be better off.
You think so?
I bet horses could run this country better than the current United States.
We'd all just be bundling hay and cubing sugar.
According to space.com, the message was beamed at the TRAPPIST-1 system, which lies 40 light years from Earth and harbors multiple potentially habitable planets.
Places you could live.
That's right. If extraterrestrials do receive the message, they would need to travel 235 trillion miles to get here.
Well, they may have the tech.
They might. Yeah. I don't know how long it'll take them, but...
This seems like a good idea till they show up.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, that gigantic spaceship above our city that's decimating all of our citizens. I guess we shouldn't have called them down here.
Right. But this is for beautiful Lexington, Kentucky. Did you see, I forget the name of the city in Tennessee that did it. They just had a hillbilly with his ass up in the air and his pants off going, anally probe me.
Oh, my God.
Well, that'll get him.
No reason to judge that man.
We all have our fetishes.
The BBC is what?
You got to do the closer.
I didn't know there was a closer. Oh.
No? More like this?
On the beach, so to speak. That's what the... Did they use that in other
forms? On the beach?
On the beach? We do that in radio and television.
That was a big radio thing for a while.
What do you mean?
He's on the beach. It means you don't have a job, so you're laying on the beach.
Oh I never heard that.
Yeah,
that was a big thing, and I don't know if they'd still do that in radio.
Mm.
I think
it was never a good thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I don't know why I guess they made it sound better than it was.
Or like on the couch.
Yeah, exactly.
More like on the unemployment line. Sorry, what do you got?
The BBC is reporting that some men in India are being conned by a sex scam. Deputy Superintendent of Police, Kalyan Anand, in the Nawada district told the BBC there have been hundreds of victims of an elaborate con where men were lured to pay money on the promise of receiving a huge payout, as well as a night in a hotel with a woman.
All right.
Hey, fellas. No one is going to pay you to have sex with a woman, okay? Let's just start right there.
According to the BBC, apparently they were asked to pay about 799 rupees, over half of a daily salary, to register for the job, and was offered half a million rupees in exchange for impregnating a woman.
Hmm, okay.
Yes. One man said, "I am poor. I desperately need money," so I believed them. The scammers kept him interested by sending him photos of 78 women asking him, asking him to choose the one he would like to impregnate, and dangled the promise of a night in a hotel room.
Really? Lost all this money. Yes.
He lost eventually an entire month's pay, adding, quote, "My wife is very angry and no longer speaks to me."
Wait a minute. Jeez. They have that in America.
What? Where you pay to have sex with a woman, and if you impregnate her, you get money back.
No, you'll be doing something, all of a sudden the ad will pop up and go, "Hot singles in your area looking for love."
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Well, you're not looking at what we're looking at.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah,
it's an algorithm.
You don't get that on Wayfair.
Oh, big fan.
No, I know. I'm just saying here.
Usually, you don't give a woman your banking information until the third date.
That's what's baffling here. It was send the money now? It wasn't...
I think the notion was you give us...
You register. Yeah. It's like a fee.
You give us $200, then you impregnate one of these gorgeous women and we'll give you $1,000.
Back, yeah.
You've got to be pretty stupid in any culture to go, "Oh, that seems like a great deal."
Man, oh man.
Man.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Wow.
Hey, it was more than one guy. It was quite a few.
The stripper told me she loved me. I don't know what happened. Morons come from all cultures and all languages. That's the answer to that one.
I see London. I see France. Are you wearing the red underpants?
Hmm.
Yep. More panty news today. Dr. Somi Javed, founder and lead chief medical officer of HerMD, told the New York Post wearing the wrong underwear can lead to more than just wedgies and panty lines. It can also lead to infections.
Oh, boy.
Generally, underwear that is well-fitting, temperature-regulating, and made of natural materials are ideal.
Second day in a row for a vote for natural materials for underwear.
Yep. Yeah. She explained underwear that is described as natural, wicking, breathable, and temperature-regulating will provide comfort and maintain vaginal health.
Oh, all right.
So, you know, ladies?
Have you ever seen those panties that look like 50s-era... wrestling trunks, you know, the ones I'm talking about.
Sure, granny panties.
Yeah. If you wear those, you'll have a really healthy area because you won't be getting any action.
No one will go near it.
Remember that look?
You see
like Dick the Bruiser, and they've got those Do you guys really, honestly,
do you really care that much what kind of underwear your girl's wearing?
Some guys probably do. I don't. No.
I do.
You do?
Yeah. No, I have preferences, but no, I sometimes...
By the time you get there, she's naked anyway, right?
Plus, I don't know. It's great. Whatever you're wearing is great.
Yeah, we're happy with whatever you're bringing to
the
table.
That's what I thought.
But yeah, I mean, I mean,
turn it around, though, Christy. I'm not trying to get personal here, but I imagine that you have a variety of undergarments. Do you, on a certain night of the week, wear something a little more...
No.
Flamboyant.
No.
Did you have period panties?
Yes.
Yeah.
All women have that.
So right. What era are we talking about? 1940s?
Really?
You know,
1940s?
I'm very cold.
I hope you take him to court.
Just go right to the lawyer at that one.
No, mom wasn't even born. Well, barely.
I'm saying like a period piece, like a movie. Never.
I got it.
Oh, I see what you're
saying. I was going a different direction or something.
Yes.
Right.
You
never would be selective with your underwear depending on circumstances. And
I guess maybe if you have a special date night or something. Yeah.
Do you like, but if you've got to go to a funeral, do you try to wear something a little more appropriate, nothing too flashy?
Always black. Come on. Be respectful.
Pat, you will actually get turned off by a woman's underwear if they're not to your like
Yeah,
them?
I like the, there's a brand called Hanky Panky that shows the little hint of butt that's kind of cute.
Hanky Panky, they make thongs too.
Yeah, do they?
You know the brands of women's panties?
Yeah, I do now.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Wow.
I was educated just recently.
Oh, ah. Really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That mean you had to buy some for your lady friend?
Maybe I did. Yeah. Maybe,
I met a woman who was a manager at Victoria's Secret.
Sure.
And like in her house, she had her own panty dresser and it like lingerie dresser. And each drawer was set up like a Victoria's Secret. Like all the bras were laid out.
Oh,
and all
my
the
gosh.
It was the hottest thing I've ever seen.
Wow.
And she wanted nothing to do with me. Oh. But
how did you get in there?
A friend of a friend. And I was talking about it. I was like, oh, so do you get a lot of free stuff? She goes, oh, yeah, look at this. And she showed me her panty.
Oh, my.
An entire dresser. I've never been happier in my life.
See, I was always a fan of Victoria's Secret's trashier sister, Fredericks of Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, going through the mall when Victoria, you're eight.
Yeah, I'd walk by Victoria's Secret and go, oh, that's pretty hot. And then walk by Fredericks and go, good Lord, this is where I should be.
Yeah, when did the boa, like, fur on the lingerie go out?
Oh,
that was
like
very
that?
Big. Right. That was very big when I was growing up.
It was on every edge.
Oh, sure, yes.
That and Fredericks was known for it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Are they just online now?
And sometimes they had like you see a mannequin with thigh-high boots that had like these steel studs on it. Like, my God!
You're trying not to have your mom catch you looking as you're going through the ball.
Those are handy if you want to go fishing.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Dein letzter Urlaub. Einfach unvergesslich. Aber die Bilder, die du gemacht hast, vergessen, verschollen, verstauben in deiner Handygalerie. Mach mehr aus deinen schönsten Erinnerungen. Zum Beispiel mit dem Aldi-Fotobuch. 24 Seiten inklusive für nur 7,99 Euro. Top-Qualität zum Tiefpreis. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Fotoprodukte auf aldifotos.de oder in der Aldi-Foto-App. Aldi. Gutes für alle.